It's Melody here reporting from Vancouver. We are right on the waterfront at the Kids Sealand Showboat for the Thursday night dance. These guys dance by the waterfront every week till the sun goes down. We've had an amazing time tonight. So, well, I have a special guest here this evening. So, hey, Greg, you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Greg Martin. I've been swing dancing here in Vancouver for almost 10 years.
Beautiful.
And I'm lucky enough to live within walking distance of this showboat dance, which goes on in the summers, and it's one of the most beautiful backdrops for a swing dance in the whole world.
So. This is so nice tonight. I've taken some pictures. I hope they do it justice. So, if you're ever in Vancouver, guys, this is definitely one of the places to come. And it's a bit of a community night as well. There's lots of people. There's another event on Thursdays as well, isn't it? So sometimes people come here and then they hit the second event as well.
That's right. So every Thursday throughout the year, we've got our Rhythm City dance indoors, which is the Rhythm City Strut. And that is definitely going on. It's a bit of a, we have to try to get them both in the summer evenings.
Mm. It's tough in an indie world, isn't it?
I know.
So much quality stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So anyway, enough about Vancouver. Let's get into some juicy details with you, Greg. So what was your intro to Lindy? How did you come about seeing it, and how did you get into the scene?
Well, it's funny because a friend of mine who likes to do Latin dancing just rung me up one day and said, oh, I want to take an intro swing dance lesson. Why don't you come along? I'd never done any kind of partner dancing before, but I'm like, oh, sure, why not?
Why not?
And after 2 months, she left and went back to Latin dancing, and I was already hooked. I took a month of classes, and that was kind of intellectual fun and okay. And then I went to my first social dance, and that's just a whole different world. And I still remember I danced with a few people, beginners from the class, and then got my courage up and asked someone who was just standing there who I later realized really knew how to follow. And within 15 seconds, I knew something was going on. I couldn't describe it, but I'm like, this is what it's supposed to feel like. I have to now chase this feeling.
Is there a good piece of advice or kind of something that was said to you maybe during your 10 years that really stuck with you?
Yeah, in some sense, it's a tough question to answer because there are billions of things that I've gotten really good advice from great teachers and other dancers. But one thing it makes me think of is when I'd been dancing for maybe about 3 years or so, and all of a sudden, I got to the point where I could actually dance to the music. Like, I'd been hearing people say different songs or different types of moves and different feelings or whatever, but I didn't really get it, or I had too much else to think about for 3 whole years or so.
I guess that's the thing with the learning curve for leads. There's a lot to broach there, isn't there? I mean, as a musician myself, leading to the music or even just dancing to the music was the first thing I did. And then I realized that there's all these things I want to do with the music, but I didn't have the skills to do it. So I was kind of the reverse, where I had to go away and learn actually how to do the skills and then brought it back to that. But it's really interesting to hear you say, because it's such a key thing, I think. Swing and jazz are such rich musical styles, so it's great when you can work with them.
Oh, absolutely. I think somehow I approached the learning to dance from a kind of like a sort of an intellectual or that kind of a puzzle sort of aspect, which is fun. But then at some point, I guess it suddenly dawned on me, or I understood what it meant, and it just made the dancing so much different, because I feel when I'm listening to the song that I don't have to come up with all the ideas anymore. The music is giving me the ideas. And then there's some space and some kind of naturalness for the follow's ideas to have a say, and then all of a sudden we're off to the races and nobody knows what's happening.
Exactly. And I think that's, you know, you've really got the kind of whole conversation thing going on then, and also, as you say, everything's in the music, really, between you and your partner and the music, like, you know, sky's the limit. Brilliant. Okay, well, I understand it's the last song here. The DJ just shouted last song,
oh,
so
no.
We better get our last question in, and then we'll get these crazy kids wrap up. Do you have anything to add into the mix there? A great song for you that you like to swing out?
In general, I love the classics. The stuff from the 30s and 40s and all of the great artists. I like a fun new cover. I think Postmodern Jukebox is putting out some incredibly danceable stuff that's interesting and gives ideas. If you forced me to say one song to swing out to be honest, I'd say Hell's a Poppin'. I mean, I couldn't make the whole song, but I mean, 40 swing outs a minute, that's a pretty damn good minute.
That's for real.
And it doesn't matter if it's perfect. That's one of the things, at some point you get so far out of your comfort zone, at least for me, I stop worrying about whether it's perfect and you just go, and that's a good minute.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, for sure. So, brilliant. Well, it's been really nice to meet you today, Greg. Really nice. Pleasure to meet you.
Great to meet you.